Yes, yes, yo, it's a boy, G3, R-D-E-Y, G-D, or you can simply call me G-D. I like that. That's the trips now, the cruise, the sauce of the name, or the German juice.
German juice.
Yes.
German juice?
German juice by Cynthia Morgan. German juice. I'm sure you have not heard that song before.
No.
You don't listen to music now. You already talk by labitis.
Okay,
yes, and you're welcome to my talk show podcast, 5 minutes with GD, and this is my first episode. I'm sure you must have heard another voice with mine just now. Yes, I have a co-host, and she's my person. She's family. She's Super Senge Menge, the embelembe one of the Badmus family.
Please, I'm not that.
You're joining me. Welcome me, Toby Badmus.
I'm so excited.
Yes, yes, yes. You're welcome
you
to the show. And you're actually looking very fine today.
You can say that again.
Chai, what's the secret? What's the secret? Is it what or is it who? Is it what who? A wow. Mario. Okay, so today I want to talk about something controversial. And just a reminder, folks, 5 minutes with GD is a talk show where we discuss things people don't normally like to talk about. And that includes all things controversial, with rumors, gossip, everything we share and discuss here, just to relieve stress. You know, Nigeria is quite stressful. Like, oh my God, like the stress is so much. So you need to like just kick it out. Sorosuke.
Sorosuke.
So I want to talk about greeting, you know, the action of giving a sign of welcome or a formal expression of goodwill said on the meeting in person or in written message. Like when I say Alpha, what's up? Or good morning, good afternoon, that kind of thing. That's greeting, you know.
Greeting is a way of communicating or acknowledging somebody's presence, you know, and also a form of exchanging pleasantries.
Okay, that's nice. But this greeting thing, we have different kind of people do it in different ways, like across the world, right?
Yeah. We have types of greeting, like a whole lot of them. So I'm just going to highlight just a few.
Mad.
Okay, yeah. Mad. Don't say that again. All right. The first one I have on my list here is shaking of hands, and we are very much familiar with that.
So, that one's normal now.
That's normal, even here in Nigeria.
Yes, sir.
And they do that a lot in official and corporate meetings.
Mad.
Again.
I can't stop saying mad.
All right, another one is clapping of hands. Yeah, they do that in Zimbabwe. They clap their hands three times. Yeah, three times.
Before
saying their hello or how in their language.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Some people say, oh my
like,
god.
Imagine you clapping your hands.
Hey, like I will.
That's crazy, you know.
Madden.
I don't think I can try that again.
Just like the president, I clap at 3 times. One more, the Bukari. Shout.
Yeah, another one is putting your hand on the person's heart or chest. The person's hands. And they do that
love
in Malaysia.
Oh, Malaysia.
Malaysia.
My God. No wonder they sell human parts there.
Is that so?
That's what I heard. I stand to be corrected, but I heard that they sell human parts, like they sell kidney.
Parts almost everywhere, even in Nigeria.
Are you serious? Madu. So imagine going in front of someone and just. Nigerians will take that for granted. Like, they say Nigeria, to greet anybody nice, you just put your hand on their chest before you talk.
Chest.
God.
And please don't try that.
Please
because
don't try.
You're going to be slapped.
I swear, like, that's in Malaysia. In Nigeria, you're not going to stand in front of one woman. Go and put your hand in her chest.
Mm-hmm. Hey. You're greeting her.
Hey.
Jeez,
you will receive Lasisi Elenu slap.
Oh.
Or you receive Taoma slap.
Taoma slap.
Ah, that's a very hot one. Mad.
Okay, so another one is taking a bow.
That's it.
And people do that in Korea, Japan, India, Thailand. Yeah.
I see that in the movies too.
Yeah,
in Chinese movies, they bow before they
bow. Like their head almost touches.
Mad.
And then in Thailand, they put their hands above their head and take the bow.
Okay.
It is usually said that the higher their head goes, the more respect they show.
They had the head on their head.
They higher the hand. Sorry.
Okay, they had the hand.
They higher the hand above the head.
They had the respect.
They higher the respect.
Oh, more the clams too low. Clams too, you know. They jump up to show more respect.
To show more respect.
Now they want to show up.
So, to mention a few, I have another one here. This one is quite funny, but let me just reserve that one. Or should I say it?
Please say it.
Alright, this one feels weird somehow.
Okay.
This one is called Sniff Faces. They do that in Greenland and Tuvalu.
Sorry, sniff what?
Sniff Faces.
They sniff faces?
Yeah, like they put their cheek.
Wait. Let me say that in Yoruba. Woman bonut.
Yeah.
Woman bonut. So the, if I want to greet someone, barbecue on scene, I will have to.
Yeah, yes. Not like,
like
that.
Like dog.
It's actually cool though. I'll try that someday.
Hey! In Nigeria here. Please don't try it too.
Let me tell you how it's done.
Okay. How is it done?
You put your nose closer to the person's cheek. Yeah, and you lift your upper lip and then just inhale the person's, or just smell. Just smell the person's skin.
Oh, ew.
God, that's a form of greeting.
In what country is that?
In Greenland and Tuvalu. I've never heard that.
Tuvalu. Even the name itself is sounding awkward. Tuvalu. Yeah.
Okay, so that's that.
That's crazy. Well, so it's cool, Shabo. My own question is greeting a standard to measure true respect? Like, if I greet you now, does it mean I respect you? Like, does it mean I hold you in high esteem? Like, can we classify greeting as a form of respect, or what do you think?
Yes, greeting is a form of respect, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, but if we are to come down to this era now, it's no longer regarded as respect.
Wait. I know of this in Yoruba land. You know the ladies, they kneel down to greet.
Yes.
The men, they
prostrate.
And in Igbo land, they all have their own different ways of greeting. But I'm a Yoruba guy, so I know that Yoruba quite well. Now the thing is, there was this man. This is just a digression. There was this man, like he's a pastor, and he lives in. His house is like all these open compound houses, no fence, no gate, just the head. So you, all these compound houses that you could pass the compound to the other side.
Okay.
Like to the other, there's a path there. So there was this lady, like this young girl that used to pass that compound every time. And anytime she's passing, you know, Yoruba, they want to greet now.
Yeah,
the money is
sure.
Ekaro, Ekason, Ekale, Ekule, if you're just coming. If you're just coming
in.
Eku joku. Somebody was saying Eku Yagbe. Mario. So now, this lady, anytime she's passing, if she wants to greet this man, she'll say, Eka. She doesn't finish it. Eka.
They do that a lot. Man. I don't know why people, I don't know, is it that they can't
pronounce it fully. That was the problem of the man. The man just had a problem with that. The man was like, every time she passed, she just say, Eka, Eku. Eku. Now the word Eku is a different thing in Yoruba language.
Yes.
It means die.
Even
die.
Eka is just like you Full don't up. Want to greet the person but just for greeting.
Yes,
sake.
You don't want to call everything. So the man got angry one day and just called and said, "Come here, you Olumaku. You are the one that will die every time Eku Eku Eku."
That's wrong.
You know, that's crazy. But that's just by the way. The thing is, in Africa, most especially in Nigeria, it is saddening. Like they take the aspect of greeting so seriously
yes.
So seriously that, you know, in some people believe that when they greet one mama or they greet one somebody and the person didn't answer them, if they now have a maybe like bad luck, they went out, something bad happens to them, they attribute it to that mama, say, this one,
yeah,
she didn't answer,
she didn't answer
like
you did or something like
so
that.
That is why this thing happened, you know, like can't life just be life without involving witches and wizards picture every single time? It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that, see, I feel this greeting thing. I'm not saying we should start greeting like the whites or the Europeans, shaking hands and all that. They have their way of greeting.
Mm-hmm.
We have our ways of greeting. Ours is peculiar to us, you know. But my point is, can we not attribute or conclude that a person is respectful only because they bow their heads for you or they kneel before you or they prostrate, lie down flat?
Mm.
No, because the truth is, a person can do all that and still hate you,
still
dislike you, yeah, still do not have any kind of respect for you
at all,
planning your downfall like madly, and they're just greeting you just for courtesy. You know, be like, see,
it happens a lot, it's crazy.
I feel like respect is not greeting is a form of respect, but true respect is not in greeting. I feel like true respect is value, and
yeah,
value in your principles, your policies, the kind of person you are. So respect is value. I feel like respect is integrity. Okay, if you are a business person, you have customers you have to attend to, respect is the integrity you give out to this customer, like in what you, what the product you sell, if it's quantity, if it's quality. You're not just giving quantity, but you're giving quality. If you're telling them I'm delivering these goods in 20 minutes, that's your 20 minutes, 20 minutes. Like,
minutes.
Stay like that. Respect is value. Respect is earned also. Like, they say trust is earned. I feel respect is also earned.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of parents are out there, they demand respect. I don't think all parents should be respected, because some of them, they don't respect themselves enough for us to respect them back. Is what I think.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
You cannot be lying to your kids. I'm telling your kids, I will buy this for you. I will do this for you. And then you will not do it. And then the same kid will go back to the parent and say, Mom, Dad, you didn't do this. And they be like, what do you mean? Who this small boy, smug it, get away from here. You know, and they try to prove superiority simply because they are adults.
That's an issue. It's a very huge issue. People try to demand respect.
Yes.
Even when they are not worth respect.
Yes. So respect is earned. So that is what we think about this. I think our time is far spent. So basically, that's what we think. Let's know what you guys think after hearing this audio. Let's know what you think. Please share your contributions in the comments/message box/section provided in whatever social media space you're hearing us from. I can't believe I'm talking so fast.
Whatever social media space you're hearing us from,
you're free to comment. Please contribute. Your contributions and feedback are highly needed. I'm telling you.
People's point of view are different, so you just drop what you think about this.
Besides, your feedback is going to encourage us and help us evaluate how well we are doing. If we are doing well, if we are not doing well, you know, please try to put in your comments and your contributions. And we are grateful in advance. So thank you very much. All right, guys, that's about it, and we'll see you in the next episode on 5 minutes with Jide. You whispered to me there. 5 minutes with Jide. So thank you very much. My name is Jide, and this is Badmoss. We can always whisper that one. It's too bad. Badmoss. Thank you very much, guys. See you guys next episode. Bye.
Bye.